Understanding people's experiences of the NZ Relay service to support a contract tender process. Consultation document. Producer's note. This document shows the logo of the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment, Kihikina Fakatutuki. This document was produced as a single audio file primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people by Accessible Information and Communications Limited on the 6th of May 2026. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. More information about our production process is given at the end. End of producer's note. Understanding people's experiences of the NZ Relay service to support a contract tender process. Consultation document. What is the NZ Relay service and what do we want to speak with the community about? What is the NZ Relay service? The Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment, MBIE, funds the delivery of the Telecommunications Relay Service, the NZ Relay Service. Producers note, the abbreviation MBIE is often said as MBI, which we will do throughout this document. End of producers note. The service helps New Zealanders who are deaf, deafblind, hard of hearing, experiencing hearing loss or have speech impediments use the phone and communicate. This service is funded through the government's telecommunications development levy, which is paid by eligible telecommunications providers. What do we want to speak with the community about? MBI is responsible for making sure the services it funds are delivered well. This includes getting ideas and feedback from people in the community who use the service. MBI are issuing a contract tender for the operation of the NZ Relay service in mid-2026, which looks at service delivery in 2027 and beyond. This process wants to make sure the service remains relevant and meets users' needs. As part of this process, MBI want to speak with people to understand how the relay service is meeting the needs of its users. To get input from the community on potential improvements and changes to service delivery in response to technology changes and misuse. This document shares the information we are thinking about and the questions we would like your feedback on. If you would like to understand more about the NZ Relay service, go to the section in this document on background information about the NZ Relay service. How to give your feedback and input. We are working to make sure this process is accessible and want everyone to be able to give their feedback. You can give feedback in one or more of the following ways. Give your response to the questions in this document and email or post it to us. Respond to the online survey. Attend an online workshop to share your views in a group setting. Email us for a one-on-one conversation. You can email relayconsultation@mbi.govt.nz or text 021-084-15035. For more information about how to take part, you can also send your submission by post. NZ Relay Project Team. ICT Policy and Programs. Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment. P.O. Box 1473. Wellington 6140. New Zealand. Accessibility. You can answer the survey or give us your response to questions in New Zealand Sign Language, NZSL. All workshops will be captioned, have a NZSL interpreter, and deafblind interpreters will be arranged on request. If you email us to have a one-on-one conversation, we will organize your accessibility requirements with you. If you have other accessibility requirements, please email or text us. relayconsultation@mbi.govt.nz or text 021-084-15035. How long do you have to give feedback and what happens with what you tell us? You will be able to give feedback from June 2, 2026 until July 6, 2026. The feedback you give will help MBI in its contract tender process so that the relay service can be at its best. In the pages below, you will find more information about the topics for feedback and the questions being asked. Topic 1. Current services and their usage. This section explains what the NZ Relay service currently does. This helps us ask questions to understand how the service is meeting the needs of its users. Current services offered. The NZ Relay service offers a range of options to support communication between people. Mostly these are through the NZ Relay app or website, and the TTY teletypewriter service is also still offered. A TTY is a communication device that lets people who are deaf, hard of hearing, experiencing hearing loss or speech impediments type their conversations and have these relayed over phone lines. The types of services you can get from NZ Relay include text relay, deaf or hard of hearing people type their message. A relay assistant, RA, reads it aloud to the person you are calling and types their spoken reply back to you. Captioned relay, the user speaks directly to the other person. A trained operator transcribes their spoken words into text so you can read what they are saying on your screen in real time. Speech-to-speech, those with speech impediments talk to the other person using their own voice or a synthesizer. An RA listens and repeats your words if needed to ensure you are understood. TTY voice carryover, a deaf or hard of hearing person who prefers to vocalize and speak directly to the other person but reads their responses as text typed by an RA. TTY hearing carryover, designed for people with speech impediments. They can listen directly to the other party and then type their responses, which an RA then reads aloud to them. TTY to voice, the user types on a TTY. An RA reads your text to the other party and types their spoken words back to you. Video interpreter service uses NZ Sign Language, NZSL. The user and an interpreter sign to each other via video. The interpreter then speaks to the hearing person via phone or video to bridge the conversation. This service can be used Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Sunday, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. Phone user allows any person to initiate a call to someone who is deaf, hard of hearing, or experiencing a speech impediment by using any of the relay services mentioned above. All of these services are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, except for the video interpreter service. Services used. Since 2023, yearly usage of relay services, which is measured in the number of calling minutes, has peaked and remained steady. There has been a shift away from TTY services. Mobile and app-based usage is more common. The data shows that while parts of the community still rely on TTY services, the usage of these legacy services has declined. TTY is only used for a small amount of time when compared to the video interpreting service and the NZ Relay app. Data from 2022 to 2026 shows that video interpreting, VIS, is the most used service. The NZ Relay app, captioned and text relay, combined with web text relay are the next most used services. Speech-to-speech, STS, usage, while small, remains vital for users with speech impediments. TTY traditional teletypewriter usage is also small and is for specific telephony hardware. Questions we would like to ask. MB is responsible for ensuring the relay service is fit for purpose. Due to advancements in technology and changes in the services users want, we'd like to know if all elements of the NZ Relay service continue to provide value for users. Consultation questions. The services you use. What relay services are you using right now? Why did you pick these services instead of others? Do you change the type of NZ Relay service you use based on the conversation? If yes, what services do you use when? Have you stopped using any relay services? If so, why did you stop? Future services. Are there any parts of the current relay services that you think are unnecessary or could be phased out? If some services that are lesser used were stopped, how would you like to see us support those impacted? How can we better let people know about the relay service so that more people who need it know about it and can use it? Are there any changes or updates to the NZ Relay service offering that you would like to see? Topic 2. Misuse. This section explains that the NZ Relay service has had instances of being misused. This helps us ask questions to understand how we can deliver an inclusive service while making sure everyone is safe and misuse is limited. The impact of misuse. A part of MB's responsibility is making sure that the relay service delivers on its purpose to support deaf, hard of hearing, and deafblind community members, as well as those experiencing hearing loss and speech impediments, to communicate equitably with others. While misuse is declining, there have been some instances where the service has been misused, mostly by people outside of the community. We must limit misuse as much as possible so the relay service can support those it is intended for and the safety of interpreters and assistants can be maintained. Types of misuse. From December 2023 to November 2025, the most common misuse of the service came from use by non-community members. This was 70% of misuse cases by November 2025. Prank calling was also a form of misuse. It saw a massive spike of 75% in February 2024, but this spike has dropped. While data shows misuse decreasing, use of the relay service by non-community members who do not need the service has risen by 20%, and while prank calls have declined overall, the data shows large spikes in them at certain times of the year. The instances of misuse, while decreasing, have been concerning as people have abused or harassed relay assistants, RAs, or made threats against people and property. The NZ Relay service has been set up to be as easy to access as possible. Registering for the NZ Relay app requires only minimal information, while the other services require no registration, and because of this, the people responsible for these acts of misuse cannot be identified. This makes it harder to keep RAs safe or respond in an emergency. It also means that there is no way to make sure that the RA or interpreter resource is allocated to those who need it and not wasted on misuse. Responses to misuse. The NZ Relay service must be inclusive and easy to access, but it is also important that there is the ability to prevent abuse and harassment. We are thinking about ways to prevent misuse without making it harder to use the relay service. One way to do this would be to require a user to register or log in to NZ Relay. This would mean that only members of the deaf, hard of hearing, hearing loss and deaf-blind community, as well as those experiencing speech impediments, could use the relay services. The registration process would likely require a form of ID verification. This would make the service safer, but may also increase barriers to accessing the service. This could make it harder for people to access communication support, which is the opposite of the reason the NZ Relay service exists. We need to keep RAs and interpreters safe, make sure the service is used by those who need it, and make the service as easy as possible to use. Questions we would like to ask. MB is responsible for ensuring the relay service is both safe and easy to use. MB would like to know how users might be impacted if identification is asked for and what type of registration is preferred. Consultation questions. Impact of registration. What are the potential advantages and disadvantages of introducing a consistent registration process for users of the NZ Relay service? If registration were required for all services, what new barriers or difficulties do you anticipate service users would face? Do you believe that a consistent registration process could make your experience of the NZ Relay service better or worse? If so, in what ways? Support needed. Should a consistent registration process be implemented, what support measures do you suggest we put in place to assist users? Other ideas. If you believe registration is unnecessary or should be avoided, what alternative strategies or ideas do you propose for preventing misuse of the service? Background information about the NZ Relay service. The NZ Relay service began in 2004. It helps New Zealanders who are deaf, hard of hearing, experiencing hearing loss, deaf-blind, or who experience speech impediments to use telecommunications services to communicate. This service, which is free of charge, addresses the inequalities in telephone service access that traditional telecommunications create for these communities. The government's goals for providing this service are to promote equitable communication, increase participation in the workforce and community through communication, and help overcome telephone access disparities. As communication technology has rapidly advanced, including smartphones, tablets, and laptops, so too has NZ Relay. Modern technologies now feature applications with robust video chat, enabling New Zealand Sign Language (NZSL) users to communicate directly with friends and family. Similarly, companies now offer diverse ways for customer interaction, such as via social media and AI-powered online chat. In line with this evolution, the NZ Relay app was introduced in 2021. Services are now provided directly to users via the app on their personal devices at home, moving away from a model reliant on a managed pool of specialized equipment. The Relay service has also been enhanced with captioned Relay via the app, offering a streamlined communication tool directly to the user's personal device. In line with MB's responsibility for funding the service, they are issuing a contract tender for the operation of the Relay service in mid-2026, which looks at service delivery in 2027 and beyond. The objective of this process is to make sure the service remains relevant, aligns with its purpose, and meets users' needs. Publications of submissions and information requests. When you send in your submission, it might be put on the MB website, www.mb.govt.nz. If you do not want your submission published on the MB website, you have to tell us clearly. We have to follow the Official Information Act 1982, OIA, for all the information you give us. If you don't want us to share some of your information, please tell us exactly what parts you want to keep private and why. We may make a summary of submissions. If you don't want your name or other things that identify you to be included when MB writes a summary of the comments or when we reply to OIA requests, please say this clearly in your submission. MB will think about your request not to release the information when dealing with OIA requests. However, sometimes we might still have to release the information under the OIA, even if you asked us not to. The Privacy Act 1993 controls how government agencies like MB collect, use, and share information about people. This law also lets people see and correct the personal information agencies have about them. MB will only use any personal information you give us in connection with the topics in these documents. Contact us if you want a copy of your personal information or if you want to correct it. Summary of consultation questions. Topic 1. What Relay services are you using right now? Why did you pick these services instead of others? Do you change the type of NZ Relay service you use based on the conversation? If yes, what services do you use when? Have you stopped using any Relay services? If so, why did you stop? Are there any parts of the current Relay services that you think are unnecessary or could be phased out? If some services that are lesser used were stopped, how would you like to see us support those impacted? How can we better let people know about the Relay service so that more people who need it know about it and can use it? Topic 2. What are the potential advantages and disadvantages of introducing a consistent registration process for users of the NZ Relay service? If registration were required for all services, what new barriers or difficulties do you anticipate service users would face? Do you believe that a consistent registration process could make your experience of the NZ Relay service better or worse? If so, in what ways? Should a consistent registration process be implemented, what support measures do you suggest we put in place to assist users? If you believe registration is unnecessary or should be avoided, what alternative strategies or ideas do you propose for preventing misuse of the service? Send submissions by post to NZ Relay Project Team, ICT Policy and Programs, Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment, PO Box 1473, Wellington 6140, New Zealand. Producer's note: this audio version of this document was produced on the 6th of May 2026 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited. 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 1050. Phone 09320-4173. Email info@aicomps.co.nz. Website www.aicomps.co.nz. This production was made using a computerized process for converting text-to-speech with a broadcast-quality human voice. Our process includes listening to the resulting speech and taking action to minimize pronunciation errors, including words in Te Reo Māori and Polynesian languages. This production is intended primarily for blind, deaf-blind and low-vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.